everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning or good afternoon, Jonna.
Hi, everybody. Oh. Nice to see you. Have you all join us again?
Okay. As you know, our show gives us business tips, and today we have a special guest. Stevie Mills will be joining with us. Just a little bit about her that I've got, and then I'll let her share some more details. I have got that she's a graduate from North Carolina, A&T State University. She is a strong, ambitious woman whose greatest belief is when people are given the tools to succeed in life and there is no stopping their potential. Stevie, why don't you go ahead and go more into detail with us, introduce yourself to our audience, and then we'll start the show from there.
Awesome. Hello, 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 everybody. I am super duper uber excited to be here. Yes, I do believe that when people are equipped with the tools to succeed, there's no stopping their potential. I shop in the world as a publicist primarily, but I'm also a four-time author and a speaker as well. So I just help people to cultivate their it factor, which is their signature brand, and shift their perspectives and mindset.
All right. That sounds like it's going to be a great show, don't you think, Jonna?
It does. It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
All right. So why don't you tell us about how you got into this, a little bit about your background, and why this became your focus and niche.
Okay. I always tell people that I was the girl who went from kindergarten to grad school. I didn't have any breaks in my education, and the next logical thing was to get a job, or so I thought. And so I say that because the first job I got out of grad school was so amazing, and I actually got to work from home. I got to create my schedule, you know, the dream job. And then that was for a nonprofit organization. The grant ran out. They actually were supposed to have me there 3 months. I was there 3 years, so that's a blessing. But then fast forward to this other job, which had the three B's. I always say the business cards, the benefits, and the big girl paychecks. And so I stayed there for a while, about a year, and I just felt like a caged bird. I'm very free-spirited. Very much I love to have fun. This was a Fortune 100 company. This was very corporate. And so I realized in that time that I was just feeling ill. I hated the job, but I didn't know why. And I stayed there a year, and then once I came off the job, I realized that I was starting to get sick. My body was starting to do some interesting things. So I ended up going to the doctor, and in this process, I had lost a lot of weight. I went from a size 14 to a size 0. I had shingles, and I even had to have 3 colonoscopies within 30 days to within 24 hours. And so the thing that really set it off to be to know what it is was shingles, and I didn't know that at the time. I was in my early 30s, and it just was amazing because I was like, people have colonoscopies a little bit later in life than your 30s, and people have shingles a little bit later in life as well. And so the doctor said, Stevie, you are stressed. You have to be stressed. She said she had gotten shingles when she was in medical school, and I didn't even know that I was stressed. I knew that I didn't like that place, but I didn't know I was stressed. And so the thing about it is that I realize now that stress is the number one killer, and I always tell people that I left that job October 21st, 2009, and haven't looked back. And they say, how do you remember that? And I said, you'll realize the date you got your freedom, too. And so for me, that was just an eye-opening experience, and I had gone to school for public relations. I have my master's degree in human resources, and I just started doing things. I just started finding out what I was really good at. One of my books is called Cultivating Your It Factor, and so the it factor is to live out your God-given gifts, and for that, I didn't realize what my gift was, because if I did, I would never have been on that job because that was so incongruent to who I was as a person. But, you know, when you're matriculating through school, then people say, you know, get a job, get a job, get a job. That's what you hear. And so I did that. I did everything right. I went to school, got the degrees and job. And so it just was not the fit for me. And I tell people I fell into entrepreneurship. I didn't know that I was going to be an entrepreneur by any means. This was not. I thought I was going to be in New York in my big, pretty office in the PR world. And so God just shifted some things around. I ended up being very much a PR person. This year I relaunched my PR firm, Serious Statement. But through that process, I just really realized that I love helping people. I love inspiring people. I always say that I empower, inspire, educate, and motivate women by equipping them with the tools to succeed, rock their it factors, and love their lives. And so God has just blessed me to start an organization that's 50 women strong called I Love My Life Ambassadors. I also have a live event series going on right now called Experience. We were in Roanoke, Virginia. I will be in Maryland next and then Pennsylvania. So my life has just done a 180. And I also, in that process, was able to bring my mom off her job. She ended up having two jobs because I didn't have any money. I left my job, so medical expenses were expensive, so she ended up getting another job. And so for the last few years, we've been traveling and just working on the business. So it's been a long road. I don't want to paint this pretty picture that it was, you know, it is now, but it took some time. You have to pay a price to get there. So that's where I am.
Very good. That sounds interesting. Yeah. It's amazing how we all start off in one way of life and we end up in another.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it is.
Because I myself started in advertising and then ended up going into, John and I then opened up a computer repair business, and then now we're virtual assistants. So it doesn't necessarily mean what path you start on you have to stay with.
That's right. Thank goodness for that.
That is true. That is true. So let's go through some of the little things here. First of all, let's say you've got a person in your position that's in a 9-to-5 job. They're absolutely hating what they're doing. What advice would you tell them to take the chance, take the risk, to step out of where they are and truly listen to that inner voice and follow them to what their destiny should be?
I definitely would say pray, meditate, whatever you need to center yourself, do that. Listen to the voice. I believe I put something up on Facebook just yesterday. I said, you know, sometimes you have to open your ears and shut your mouth because God won't talk when you're talking. So a lot of times we're always talking about how to get out of a situation or what to do in a situation. But if we listen and we heed instructions and heed that voice that you're talking about, then we will know because the answer has already been written. And so God has written your biography. All you have to do is turn the pages. And so with that, your life has already been structured out. There is no way for you to fail. You just have to get on the right track.
Right. Yep.
So I think just really centering yourself and then seeking counsel. I believe in coaches and mentors a lot. Because I always want to listen to people who've gone down a road that I may have, so I could prevent anything. You know, it's better to know the road you're going down, listen to people who've been there. Of course, we all have our own journeys, but some people could be a guide to where you are. And seek that person and really ask some hard questions. I believe that your job should be your silent investor for a while. I didn't give that luxury because I didn't have that thought. And I'm grateful I left when I did, but had it to do all over again, then I would definitely make sure that I had a cushion or something to leave upon. You know, be wise about your decisions.
Sure. And tell us about, well, we've heard about your journey and how you went in through with the stresses and everything else. But what are some of the tools that you give women or that you suggest to women or to other entrepreneurs, because this obviously would also apply to men, to get them on their way and to empower themselves and to become successful in business or become successful at least in their lives?
We are in a great time of history where information is definitely at your fingertips. A lot of us have iPhones and Samsung Galaxies and all kinds of great things where information is right there. I believe in the power of Google. I believe in the power of YouTube. I believe in the power of just really going to, you know, libraries are great and they're beautiful edifices, but we have a library at our church. We just have to write it out, type it up, whatever we need to do, and the information is there. And that's such a great thing because you can listen to just people, you know, who the Les Browns of the world or the Steve Jobs of the world, people who have all this wisdom that you can glean. And I think, like, it's amazing to find books, e-books, audiobooks, whatever you need. Just, I am a big proponent of information. And I'm also a big proponent of actualizing the information because there's a such thing called analysis paralysis that people get stuck in all this information. But if you have a clear-cut path of why you're getting information, not just to use as a buffer to make a step, then you are able to truly take it to the next level and truly say, this is why I need this, this is the guidance I need. And I think that you could do that. I also believe in investing in yourself. So there are great people who have products and services that you need to invest in. You need some branding help. There are branding guides. You need some marketing help. There are advertisers and marketers and PR people. You need some coaching. You know, invest in that. Never be afraid to invest in yourself because investing is power. A great woman told me that, and it changed my life. When you have the money to invest, and that's why you need your silent investor, that JLB, when you have that, then you're able to get a lot further in your brand and your business. I had to bootstrap a lot of it, but had I still had that corporate salary, I would have been investing all along.
Right. That's perfect. That is true. Yeah. Yeah. What seems to be the biggest obstacle most of the people you talk to have about making this change in their life and getting this started and starting to chase what really is their dream and makes them happy? What seems to be the biggest thing that they always say, oh, I can't do it because of, or I'm not ready because of?
I think, by and large, just they don't believe that they can. A lot of people, especially entrepreneurship, a lot of people have not been taught that. They didn't have any examples of that. Entrepreneurship, by definition, is risky. And so I think that when people come to me primarily, all I hear is a lot of fear. They may mask it in different ways. They may say different things, but really it's fear. They'll come and say, such and such is doing this, and I don't have enough experience, or, you know, a lot of things like that, but it's fear. And I think that people just don't know what they don't know, and they don't know how to get the information. A lot of people know that they can cook or that they can babysit or that they can sew, but they don't know that they can monetize those things.
Right. Yep, very true. Well, why don't you tell us about your book that you've written, The Cultivating Your It Factor, and why that would be a good start for people to get to meet you, know you, or is there something else that you would recommend to get to know and meet you?
I definitely believe Cultivating Your It Factor is a great place to start because it will help you to answer these amazing questions like, what do I do? How do I start? What's the next step? You know, that book allows you to really dig in deep inside yourself and realize things like, how do I manage my time? What is my gift even about? How do I discover it? How do I become authentic? How do I become just spiritual, not necessarily a religion, but just in tune with the spirit that you have? And so it has an amazing just essence. It was a collaboration between myself and 13 other amazing women, and we all wrote chapters that just, you know, it's a book that I always say I wish I would have had when I was on that job. I wish I would have had that because I would have known a lot quicker, and I probably would not have been sick, you know. So it's a dynamic tool. I also believe that they should come to experience events. We named it Experience just because everybody has a different experience, and it helps you to truly get to knowing the essence of yourself. These are complimentary events that we have, and I think that's, if you want to meet me in person, that's the best place to find me.
Okay. And your website is stevie.com. That's STEVII.com. And if you want her book, mm-hmm. Cultivating the It Factor, you can get that at stevie.com/book. Is that also available on Amazon?
Yes. So if you are ebook lovers, you can go right on to Amazon, and they have it over there for you. Jeff Bezos has put that up there for you.
All right. Well, for some of us, we don't like the hard books anymore because it's too hard to travel with, so I've converted to a Kindle myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we love technology. We do. It helps us to really get things done. So it is over on Kindle.
All right. And what was the other book you said? I know you said you had three books.
I have a book called Her Story. And Her Story is another collaboration book. I believe in the power of collaboration heavily. Everything that I do is embedded in collaboration. That was produced by Dr. Marilyn Porter. And then just yesterday, we came out with another book about affirmations and antidotes. And that, again, was produced by Dr. Marilyn Porter. All of these books could be found on Amazon. But Her Story, Revealed His Glory, is great because it's really about the testimonies of women that have gone through certain things such as abuse and violence, and they've gotten over it. And just really transparent testimony. So my transparent testimony is there too. And then the Antidotes and Affirmations book is great for those people who may need a little extra help, a little extra encouragement, kind of like the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. And it just helps to really get you in a place of affirming who you are and who you need to be.
Okay, great. And I know you're also sharing with us a free gift. Why don't you talk about that and how people can find that?
Yes. So the Shift Telesummit, oh my gosh. We did that earlier this year. It was from some phenomenal women. I think we had 10 women. I give a little bit of welcome on there, say hey to everybody, but 10 women who are from throughout this country, and they just got on there and told you how to shift. So those mindsets, those perspectives, those thoughts that people have that are keeping them from going to the next level of greatness, these women are giving you strategies of success to go ahead and do that. And so everybody, you could go to bit.ly, let's shift. Again, bit.ly, let's shift.
Okay.
And this is probably going to be
We also have the link available on the Blog Talk Radio as well as in the Facebook.
Woo-hoo. And it'll also go out on our newsletter, so they'll have the links available there. This is probably going to be a question that's most people wouldn't ask, but I'm going to ask just for our audience to understand a little bit better. What is the It Factor?
The It Factor, I love that, is the je ne sais quoi and the vada vavoom that mixes and blends and creates the dynamic person called you. So we all have an It Factor. So many people don't know how to discover, define, and refine it. And so, I have It Factor shirts, and it says to live out your God-given gifts. We just need to understand who we have been created to be. And inside of that, you know, there are certain people who have a knack for making people laugh. There are certain people who are just the greatest comforters in the world. You know, you go to that person, you feel like a good old bowl of chicken soup has been eaten. You know, there are certain people who just have certain gifts and knacks for things, and that's by design, that's very intentional, and they just need to know how to cultivate and utilize that so that they can stand out from the crowded marketplace and make more money, because those things are monetizable, but we just don't know how to do it. For me, my It Factor has a lot to do with just being excited all the time. I'm very excited all the time, and it also has to do a lot with talking and it's funny because when I was smaller, I knew that I wanted to have a career in speaking. I just didn't know what to call it because it was just something very young when I was in elementary school. I just loved to talk. And I loved to make friends with people. So I didn't know that that would translate into being a publicist and talking on behalf of other people. I didn't know that that would be a speaker and talking on stages with people like Lisa Nichols. I didn't know any of that stuff. But, you know, it was already predetermined when I was born. So that's truly what the it factor is about. Hollywood uses that term. It's not a new term. I always say, I didn't invent the it factor. I just rock mine harder. But that's truly what it is about, just standing out and owning who you are as a person.
That makes perfect sense, actually. I like that answer.
Thank you.
But I also see that you have a Facebook group that people can join. Is that an open Facebook group to anybody?
The I Love My Life Ambassadors group. I have a couple Facebook groups. I Love My Life Ambassadors group is part of a larger membership program. And women, we have 50-something ambassadors, I think 52 ambassadors, and they are here in the world to spread the message of I Love My Life. And the presence behind that is to help women push past their past so that they can loudly and proudly declare I Love My Life. And I have the Pushpin, which is an open group. The Pushpin is for anybody to participate who's a woman. Most of my stuff is women-centered. And that group is just to help people push to the next level. You know, I am very encouraging just as a person that's part of my it factor. So we encourage women to just shake off who they formerly are and push to the next level.
Okay.
Okay.
And what actually, I know you're talking about shifting and mindset and stuff like that. What are some ideas or suggestions for people to put themselves, other than mentorships and the focusing, to really, I know you do coaching on this as well. If people are interested, they can reach out to you on that. But to really come to that point to shift their mindset, what breaks them over that edge?
A decision to start with the thought of I want to shift. A lot of people are comfortable. And I had to realize that because I am a person like, if I see something, I'm like, no, it could be better. But a lot of people are comfortable, so it has to take a decision for them to stay put or elevate. And so I think for those who really decide that they want to elevate, then it's going to take action. And with action, the more you do something, the more you're going to be used to it and the more that it will become a habit. So that would be the first step that I believe anybody should take once they decide. Because when you decide, it's already going to shift into your favor. That's just how things work because you're fixated on that thing. So whether you decide to, like the old adage goes, the person who says they're wrong and the person who believes they're right are both right. So, you know, if I'm going to be negative, then, and I believe I should be negative, then I'm going to stay at that thing. But if I'm going to be positive and I believe I'm going to be positive, I'm going to stay at that thing. So I think ultimately coaches and mentors can guide you to shift, but they can't make the shift for you. So it starts with a base decision to figure out this is not where I want to be and this is not where I want to end up in my life. So let me take these small steps. And there's a great book. I think it's The Slight Edge. And it talks about just making small shifts to get where you desire to be.
Okay, great. Why don't you tell people about a little bit about your coaching programs, what's available, if people are interested in reaching out to you and finally have decided that they want to make a shift.
Awesome. So I coach, I do what's called Shop Stevie's Brain, and it will help you to shift in all areas of life. And we just have a conversation, really. We talk so that we can get to the bottom of what it is. And then depending on the needs of that person, I do a lot of collaborating again, so I may refer them to somebody else who I've worked with personally, so I can vouch for it and say, this is who the next conversation will be. A lot of people kind of come. I'm a bridge to things, so once I find out something, I kind of take that and allow people who are proficient in the area to go ahead and work with that person. That just works for me. I do PR consulting as well, so if you need to have your brand more out in the public, which we all do, thank goodness for people like you all today helping us to get to the next level with our voices and our brands, but we all have to have some kind of PR in our life as a business owner. We can't be the hidden figure, the best kept secret of our industry, but I've talked to people about how to be better on media outlets, how to get media outlets to pay attention to you and things like that. So that's what the PR consulting is about. And those are the two ways in which I coach and consult.
Okay, great. And on
that,
I know the PR part. Sorry, Johnny, go ahead.
That brings up a question then, because we just had I actually had somebody ask me this the other day. What do you suggest when people are finding out that the way that they've branded themselves is not working the way they want? How would you suggest they start refocusing or rebranding so that they become the person that they want to be in their social media and their communities and things like that? More often than not, people get started, they start up, they set up, they're all ready to go, and everything they've got turns out being one way, but that's not what they envision their brand being.
Mm-hmm. I think really halting and getting to the bottom of what they envision it to be. So that message, before you could even get to the social media, the online media, the offline media, before you could get to that, you've got to know, one, what's so special about you. And that sounds kind of harsh, but there, in this noisy world that we live in, there's so much competition. That's what people view it at. So the thing is to understand, what is your it factor? What is special about you? Why should we care? And then the second part of that is to understand, what message are you trying to convey? Because if there's a disconnect, that means either the right people aren't hearing it, and which I always say, don't change the play, change the audience, because a lot of times your message will seem like it's not falling on the right ears because it's the wrong ears. And you have to really understand that it's okay. It might not be the message. So it just depends on what is disjointed inside of that. And I think also, I believe wholeheartedly in being magnetically attractive. And when I say that, I personally put out things that I believe in and that I want my brand to be. Now, the right ears will fall upon that, and the wrong ears will repel it. So just like a magnet, you've got to really understand that. I think part of it is to build your confidence, because when you're confident about your messaging, then it won't be shaky. Now, when there are times when a rebrand is needed, then that is when you get quiet. You can't build upon faulty land. So when a rebrand is needed, you got to get quiet for a little while, and you've got to give people a chance to not connect you so strongly with the brand you're trying to lead from.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yep,
Thank you.
And I know you also do speaking, so if anybody wants to have you as a speaker, why don't you tell them a little bit about how they can reach you for that and what you do and what topics you talk on.
Awesome. I love talking about how to cultivate your it factor. That is one of the signature speeches I have. I also talk about definition of a beauty queen. I have an acronym for a beauty queen that's for a lot for women's empowerment. And just helping you feel better about yourself. My acronym is beautiful, empowering, appreciated, unique, truth-telling, yearning to be, do, and grow more. Again, beautiful, empowering, appreciated, unique, truth-telling, yearning to be, do, and grow more. And so those are two of my signature speeches. You can find a whole slew of them in past recordings on stevie.com. and you will see, like, different, you'll see my virtual store, and it has a whole lot of virtual downloads on it, MP3s, and MP4s as well, that you can purchase. Some of them are free. I do Telesummit, so a few of those are free up on the website. So just whatever somebody wants to speak on, whether it be PR, whether it be empowerment, I'm always available to speak, because that's one of my favorite things. I love live rooms. That's why I've created this live event series. So I just love being in with the people and connecting with them. So I'm very proficient, even on career and HR things, because I have a degree in that as well. So I really customize signature talks for the group that's available.
And where will you be next? Where can people find you next?
Next, I will be actually, my next event, I'll be speaking in Greensboro, North Carolina, my hometown, on May 6th, and there is a networking party that I'll be speaking, and I will have books available, and we'll be talking about cultivating your it factor. And then I will be in Orlando at the end of the month for an event called It Factor Affair, and so we're going to have some fun and relaxation by the pool at the Omni in Orlando on May 20th, and we will talk about how to discover, define, and refine your signature brand, some things to help you get booked on the news, because everybody's, how can I get featured, how can I be on TV, so we're going to talk about those type of things and mastermind in a small group setting.
Sounds good, yeah, because I see all the time in the groups, everybody's always asking, how do you get to in Huffington Post and how you get into, you know, being on the news or local news or something like that. So those are always hot topics as well.
Mm-hmm. So I do a little bit of professional and personal events. Then my whole experience series starts back up. We'll be in Maryland on July 21st. We have had some amazing people, sponsors, vendors, attendees. I have to tell y'all, we have a 6-year-old DJ in Maryland. She's going to be 6-year-old little girl, and she's going to DJ for us. And I believe in kidpreneurs as well. So we have a 12-year-old helping me to MC in Atlanta, who's going to be a sponsor of the event as well. So I am very just excited about business, excited about helping women especially get to the next level. I do have some men who follow me and connect with me, but my heart and my passion is to help women.
Okay. Again, why don't you tell people where they can get your free gift, what it is again, and where your Facebook groups are so people can reach out and touch you.
Awesome. Everything can be found, stevie.com. We have links to the groups on there. We have information about what's coming up. The free gift I'm very excited to give you all is from the Shift teleconference, and that is found at bit.ly/shift. Again, bit.ly/letsshift. And you can always get that. It's amazing. I cannot wait for people to really understand what shifting means. And if you spell my first name right, and you'll find me all over social media, STEVII.
That's right. That's right. You just got two I's, everybody. So make sure you put that STEVII.
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else. Shauna, do you have any other questions? Nope. I think we lost Shauna.
I do want to
thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stuff. I do hope people will reach out. Again, all of these links will also be available in Blog Talk. It will be in our newsletter, as well as it will be in our Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/yourvirtualassistants, all the links will be there as well. I thank you so much again, CB, for joining us. This is an important topic, and people have got to know, you know, got to love what you're doing, because if not, you got to change course.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. This has been a great interview. You all are doing some dynamic work. I have a podcast show that comes on Mondays as well, so I understand how it is, and I just appreciate you all for being part of the media. You all rock. Keep rocking your it factor and changing lives, starting with your own.
Thank you so much, Stevie. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.